This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
He's in, and it's that time of the week again. Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar, author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Dr. Batar, how are you, my friend? Yeah, doing well. I had a nice time over the weekend, got out with the kids, and had a perfect, beautiful day. Rare day in Florida in July where it was like 85, and we didn't get rained on once, and we had an all-day outdoor day, so it was fun. And then after that, the tropical storm has hit, and it's been rain ever since. So I'm feel blessed that we had a great out day, and hit the heavy bag today. Got my exercise in, thinking, man, if Dr. Batar's on, I better work it up.
Off today, I did not work out today, so but
I made up for it.
Yeah. I did a couple extra days in anyway, so it's all good.
No worries. Well, we got lots of stories to cover. More mercury, lead issues. Illinois trying to stop parents who are seeking freedom of choice in vaccines. I mean, this is a big theme worldwide right now. They're so desperate. I think one of the bigger stories, if you want to get into it, is UNICEF, which I've never been a big fan of because it's all about an international non-governmental organization offshoot of the United Nations bringing vaccines to children who need food, water, clean water, sanitation, hygiene, right? They're not deficient in vaccinations, and there's a horrific experiment being conducted in Africa that has now been revealed thanks to our friends at VacTruth. So any which way you want to go, we can go today.
Well, the safe level of mercury and lead, we already know that to be true, but I have not reviewed that story, so I'm interested in the angle of what they did. I guess this is a researcher out of Syracuse, you said, that had done this study?
Yeah, it's published in environmental research by a group from Syracuse University. Lead author is Dr. Brooks Gump. And what they're saying is low levels of background exposure to lead and mercury at concentrations notably lower than those deemed elevated by federal standards, such as the CDC and the EPA. So it's kind of catching up to what you've been saying, I've been saying for many years.
Well, this also further substantiates the original study that was done a number of years ago, probably over a decade ago now, if I remember correctly. And I think it was done in the Journal of Vascular Research, where they were talking about the low levels of lead. And then I think also in New England Journal of Medicine, or maybe it was in JAMA, there was an article that was published that there was an association with increased reduction in IQ levels with lower lead concentrations as opposed to higher lead concentrations, because intuitively we think the higher the poison, the more the damage. But they actually found that there was more damage from lower lead exposure than to higher lead exposure, which
well, it's a bit counterintuitive, wouldn't you think? But, I mean, is there an explanation that is rational? I mean, would you say that at higher levels there's an acute response that mobilizes defenses, then at lower levels it kind of bypasses some of that in some children?
Yeah, I think that's possibly one postulate, because it would be the sufficiency that's needed to elicit a response that never hits that threshold, so you don't get the full response. So, yeah, that's definitely one aspect of it. I don't know, though. You would think that there's other aspects to it too, and I've often wondered whether the principle of the serial dilutions, as you know, in homeopathy, if it can be used for positive, could that also be potentially used for negative? You follow what I'm saying?
Sure. I think it, you know, it certainly, like at certain levels, a 3X, for instance. I don't know if you can actually do that, because with metals, we typically have to go through a process of trituration, right, before we can then have that dilution go into the liquid form due to Brownian motion, going back to high school chemistry concepts. But I know that, for instance, tests conducted with plumbum metallicum, which is lead, homeopathic, and arsenicum album, which is arsenic, also, a very toxic metal, that when administered homeopathically at certain dosages, certainly at levels that wouldn't be harmful, that it would elicit the body's response to start dumping the lead or dumping the arsenic. But at a certain low level, there could be quantitatively enough to trigger a response, but potentially, but it'd have to be a low enough level, in a sense, homeopathically, where there's enough stuff.
Right, and that's I knew that the use of arsenic in homeopathic remedies, in fact, I've read some stuff about some of the Chinese therapeutics that have been used were using an arsenic-based compound in very, very small, minute dosages for cancer treatments. And so there's been some interesting things. And again, it goes back to the homeopathic principle. But I'm wondering, and I have wondered before, similar to how you can actually use to potentiate the beneficial effects using a serial dilution, is it possible that in a higher scale, that the same aspect could actually be, like, high dose is bad, but lower dose is even worse, because, you know, if you get down to the smallest dose, it's eliciting a certain response. So is there like a bell curve where there's a positive and a negative, but the same type of, mechanics at work? I don't know.
It's a good question. I mean, we've talked about the homeopathic provings, right, where you can prove a remedy, right? You take a remedy enough and you start showing the symptoms of the actual substance, for instance. You know, a great example is years ago I talked about we utilized the MMR vaccine converted into a homeopathic form to work with a nursing student who didn't want to get the MMR shot that she was hoping to develop titers from it. And she ended up having a mild rash after a few weeks on the homeopathic form, which shouldn't have occurred because there really wasn't any physical substance or live virus at that point to create that scenario. But the energetic signature was apparently enough to elicit the response, and she ended up going to get a test for titer, and she tested positive, so she was able to opt out of the MMR vaccine going through nursing school, which was, this was many years ago now. So there is evidence of that physical manifestation at some level.
Right, right. And, you know, the dynamics, there's so many other dynamics at play. You know, maybe it's also, if you just look at them, mechanical effect of heavy metals. We know that the damage that's induced by heavy metals, there's three components to it. One is obviously oxidative stress that we all know about. One is the displacement of the essential minerals, and then one is the hyperallergenicity component, or the allergenicity component. And so if you look at just the oxidative stressor component, is it possible that the lower dose of metals also creates a different type of initial response to that oxidative burn? It's similar to, if you look at the fission reaction like you're looking at a nuclear reaction, there has to be a certain type of reaction that allows for fission to occur, and then the concomitant atomic dysregulation that causes like an atomic bomb to work or something like that. You know, there's different cascades. There's a different trigger, and then a different initiation process, and a different cascade that goes through, depending upon, maybe it's dependent upon dosage, I don't know. But there's various thought processes that I have gone through thinking about how is it possible that a lower level of a toxic substance elicits a greater damage. But we definitely know that in the lead study, they showed an increase in damage or increase in detrimental response with a reduction in IQ with a lower lead toxicity than a higher lead toxicity.
Yeah, again, there's things yet to be discovered, certainly in explanations here, but what is interesting, and interesting is an understated word here, about this study is, again, it's identifying at lower levels than the official statements from CDC and EPA are saying are dangerous, and they're finding out significant impact both in lead and mercury. We've talked about the LD50, and, you know, the LD1, the LD1, all how they combine and makes each one more devastating, and, you know, when is it that point where the regulatory agencies, and we can't wait for that point, actually acknowledge what science like this is revealing?
Yeah, exactly. The point, though, I think, Robert, I think you and I would both agree that there are so many different things that are out there that we don't know. This actually shows where so much of science that we think we know, or so much of medicine that we think we know, or the effects on the physiological system that we know, we don't really fully understand the full ramifications. And I think that when you have the agenda from the hierarchy to push these vaccines forward, or as we're seeing that mercury and lead, according to this study, you know, no safe level, we know that intuitively these things can't be safe. So why are we allowing the justification that some of it's okay, or making any type of accommodation to say that it's okay to have use of any of these things in the human system, especially in the human system that's still developing as in the child, and especially in the first day of the planet, the most susceptible time of, you know, the first 6 months being the most susceptible time in an infant's life. So I think that there's more and more of this coming along, and I think we need to maybe hold accountable the Center for Disease Control and the Institute of Medicine, some of these other institutions, for them allowing these substances to be utilized in a medical therapeutic form, supposedly under the pretense of trying to help us stay healthier.
Right, right. And you know, they're acknowledging specific things here about significant associations with hostile distrust, ODD, oppositional defiance disorder behaviors. But I'm in favor of more ODD out there, because the, you know, those that we need to be in opposition to need to feel it, as opposed to the way most Americans are wussified in terms of interaction with government and government agencies, or standing up on the rights to say no to vaccines, for instance. It's still not where it needs to be. They talk about lack of emotional awareness, emotional uncertainty. I mean, so there are other things they're associating with these blood lead levels.
Right, right. And it's not just metals either. I mean, we can look at this in all different aspects, whether it's approval of drugs that are safe, food substances, like looking at raw milk and things like that, and saying, you know, them trying to outlaw it, it doesn't make any sense. There's a whole aspect of this. If you look at the chemical aspect, the second toxicity in my seven toxicities philosophy, the persistent organic pollutants, there's so many substances out there that have been utilized for generations. And in fact, the Dirty Dozen that I talked about in one of my cancer conferences and one of my cancer lectures, the Dirty Dozen, which is all now, I think 100 and some different countries have agreed, all these countries have agreed not to use this Dirty Dozen list, which is a 12 different chemicals. Dioxin is one of them. There's a couple of different components in the these chemicals have been utilized for, you know, over 100 years. The interesting thing is with the Dirty Dozen, they were all introduced into global commerce prior to 1950. And so when you start looking at this and saying, how long did it have to be used? First of all, it was used in whichever country was developed for years and years, and then it went into global commerce. But how many years did it take before finally somebody says, wait a second, this stuff is highly toxic? It took over 65 years before they finally did that.
Exactly, which is why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, in particular Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. You don't have to wait 20, 30, 50 years to figure this thing out. We've already got it figured out. And now we try to bring this to you so that you can undo the damage that has already occurred, or reverse it as well, and prevent it from happening ever again.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss a show, it's easy. Go to GCNLive.com or Holman Broadcast Radio Syndication. Every week when we have Dr. Rasha Bitar on with us, we do Advanced Medicine, a special place that you can go for hundreds and hundreds of hours of archives, discussions in Advanced Medicine, and that's medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com. Of course, we also have it at soundcloud.com, at robertscottbell.com. So lots of cool stuff you can plug into here on the show. Remember, Dr. Bitar, those of you who haven't met him yet, he's going to be with us at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, Florida, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. If you haven't got your tickets, there's not many left. Please take the time to get them now. It's going to be an extraordinary weekend. And there were, like, you remember, there were people, dozens and dozens of people gathered around you, talking to you afterwards. It was such an awesome opportunity to interact that way. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there again.
Same here, Robert. I am too. We had a really good time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so upcoming events are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check them out, including links to the different stories, including the finale on this one, where they the story we're covering about lead and mercury at lower levels being dangerous, and they talk about the relevance of safety threshold for highly toxic substances, and they said just as Ralph Nader once warned that some cars were unsafe at any speed, it seems clear that toxicants such as lead and mercury are unsafe at any level. And they hyperlink to the NIH.gov website, a peer-reviewed journal article referencing these lower levels being dangerous.
Yeah, that's really interesting. This is something that I think more and more as people become aware of this, Robert, and I think people already are becoming aware of it, but the more and more people become aware of it, I think this will be what hopefully is the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back and people just won't tolerate it anymore. This is really, really important stuff that everybody needs to know.
Yeah, and it's interesting. This guy, did you know about this guy, Herbert Needleman? Apparently he was one of the first, and he died at 89 years of age just a few days ago. His studies were apparently the studies that exposed the issue of the low lead levels that prompted regulations to ban the metal in paints and gasoline and stuff. He was in Pittsburgh, apparently, and he passed away recently. So it's interesting that this is all coming out as this man that really did some good work in alerting folks to the lead issue just passed away.
This must have been the same guy then that whose initial research was what prompted the CDC to start the movement, or at least certain components within the toxicology division of the CDC to start the movement, which ultimately reduced the lead level in unleaded gasoline. It said, you know, we call it unleaded gasoline, but it's still got lead in it. But apparently, 30 years ago, the amount, or maybe 35, 40 years ago, the amount of lead in unleaded gasoline was exponentially greater. So you have leaded and unleaded gasoline now, but even in the unleaded, there's a significant amount of lead, albeit much, much lower concentration than it used to be previously.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like mercury-free vaccines. There still is mercury in them, just a little bit less.
It does. Yeah. You're right. They call it mercury-free, and yet they still
Yeah, it's unleaded, exactly. And it's not really unleaded. That makes all the sense in the world, all the sense in the world. Man, oh, man,
yeah, you think of the Federal Trade Commission rules and regulations for truth in marketing would prevent them from being able to make those type of claims and those type of statements, but apparently not.
No, when it comes to certain industries that have captured the regulatory agencies, it's okay to lie. In fact, they've acknowledged that, you know, freedom of the press allows the mainstream press to lie to you. But man, oh, man, if somebody lies outside of the mainstream press, they want to bust you. But, you know, that's the, well, there's unconscionable actions or activities happening. You know, case in point, this UNICEF discovery. They're vaccinating African refugee children with a combination of oral polio and injected polio vaccines as part of a massive experiment. And this was hidden until recently. And they, I mean, think about this. You don't just throw both, I mean, look, Dr. Bitar, I'm almost at a loss for words, and that never happens. It's just I'm so disgusted with these people in the United Nations and UNICEF, their promotion of vaccines when these kids need clean water, they need sanitation, hygiene, they need food, and they're all being treated as if that polio is evidence of a polio vaccine deficiency.
Yeah, it's this unfortunately is not just with vaccines. You know, you go back in history and look at medicine. In fact, the advent of all the drugs, all the different pharmaceuticals that we use, you know, is a person born because they were with a high lipid levels, because they had a concomitant lower level of statin drugs in their body? I mean, that's no such thing. You know, it's preposterous.
Listen, we're going to continue this discussion. Folks, check this article out at vaxtruth.com. It's a pretty intense investigative piece revealing the criminality of UNICEF and also the CDC, the Rotary International, the World Health Organization, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Big surprise there, folks. We'll be talking about it after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. generation with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Folks, if there's ever somebody coming by to raise money for UNICEF, like put some coins in a UNICEF can, please kick the can. Don't put anything in it, because you'll find out what a criminal organization this is, a non-governmental United Nations pharmaceutically captured organization it is. And investigative journalism is happening over at VacTruth.com, and the story, you've got to read it. Dr. Bitar, man, in places where there was no polio, they bring in these vaccines for polio. Suddenly there's non-polio acute flaccid paralysis, which is more dangerous and deadly than the so-called wild strains of polio, which we might argue isn't even a wild strain of anything as much as it is toxic poison, sludge, sewage running in the streets, all the things that can create neurological damage to the realm of paralysis, especially in children.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing with the wild type versus the non-wild type. My question is, why don't we start looking at this non-wild type? Where did it come from, and how did it, you know, of course we know where it came from. It was created in the labs, and that's how it got out there. And all the, this brings up, not to change the subject from polio, but to case of measles, all the measles that came out, in the States. In fact, even the Disney World outbreak of measles, and everybody was talking about this, that, the other. What they didn't talk about was that what they when they looked at the type of measles, it was not the wild strain. It was actually all the children that had the measles outbreak actually had had the measles vaccine, and it was actually the measles vaccine that induced that measles outbreak. It wasn't the regular measles that you would find, i.e. the wild type. And so it begs the question, how does a person end up getting these diseases when they were supposed to be prevented from getting these diseases by the very inoculation? But you have to remember that many of these vaccines are attenuated viruses. They've been either killed supposedly, or whatever they've been done to the virus to render it supposedly non-viable. Then you inject it into the body, but sometimes there's a remnant that is still viable, and then that elicits the very problem that you're trying to create, trying to prevent. It creates the problem you're trying to prevent. So you remember that with the measles case, right? Because when the researcher or the person that was doing the research behind the outbreak, they discovered that the people that had the measles outbreak in Disney were all
It wasn't the wild strain, exactly.
Exactly.
And so if we see paralytic responses that were not there, in other words, the so-called polio paralysis wasn't really happening, like in India, and then they bring in the vaccine, and suddenly there's acute flaccid paralysis, but we call it non-polio because, hey, we vaccinated them.
That's right. What? The same symptoms, same everything.
Yeah.
It's semantics. You know, mm-hmm. The ones that you can't distinguish the ones that were vaccinated from the ones that weren't vaccinated based upon symptomology. So what do? You give two different diagnoses based upon whether they've had a vaccine or haven't had the vaccine, but the symptomology, the manifestation, the physical impediments, all those things are exactly the same.
Well, tell me then, who does sorcery? Right?
Yeah.
Sorcery lives in modern medicine. I mean, it's the medical wand. They just say, hey, we changed the words, the verbiage, the definition is different. It's not the same thing. Oh, was that a peer-reviewed journal article that said, no, we just decided that since they were vaccinated, they couldn't be polio, so it has to be a non-polio acute flaccid paralysis. Well, what's the difference? Well, no, the symptoms are exactly the same. Well, in fact, the one after the vaccination apparently is worse. But, A, it's not polio, so we're good. We've eradicated polio, but they're still dying from paralysis.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is one of the sad things in medicine, and it's happening all the time. And anytime somebody says something is beneficial, based on the same type of argument, you know, okay, raw milk, it's been used for thousands and thousands of years, it's good for you. Oh, no, wait a second, we can't say that because, you know, we had one case out of 15 million people worldwide that have been using raw milk, one person that ended up developing nephritis, or you know, some type of, and the leap that they take from the raw milk causing this problem with the kidneys in one person out of whatever. I mean, I'm just pulling these numbers out. I know how ridiculous they are, but that's a huge, huge leap. And then they take these type of leaps that you're just talking about. No, that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to take the leap that we can take a known neurotoxic substance such as mercury, the second most toxic substance known to man, known to cause carcinogenesis, neurodegenerative disease, even according to thimerosal's material safety data sheet from Eli Lilly published in June of 1991, I believe it was. It says a known neurotoxin known to cause severe neurological deficits, including but not limited to mental retardation. It's okay to take those substances and put it into a vaccine and inject it to a newborn baby where the brain is still being developed. But no, you don't need any more research for that.
Well, and this is also why I say, and I was kind of half joking about this, but really serious, that if ever you find out the Robert Scott Bell Show is FDA government approved, don't listen to us anymore because there's something that happened, like we were replaced by robots. You know, we don't look for approval because if we get their approval, it means that the world is turned upside down and we're not going to go that way because we know that, unfortunately, they've been captured by entities that are very dangerous to your health.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, very sad state of affairs. But the good news is that more and more people are becoming aware, and less people are tolerating, and you know, less people are tolerating this type of nonsense.
Well, and it's true. Like, here's a story out of Illinois. And Sherry Tenpenny, our friend Dr. Tenpenny, has been talking about this. The adult mandates are coming. They're looking to expand mandates. And look what's happened in Italy and where else? In France recently. They're looking to force everybody into this thing, starting with the kids, expanding it. And in Illinois, they've basically eliminated philosophical exemptions, and they're really restrictively narrowing the concept of religious exemption to the point where you've got to pass a litmus test, which totally violates the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, which is no longer in force in California, apparently, and certainly in Illinois, they're trying to run roughshod over it. And the people who are vulnerable are the people that don't understand, like we do, that your religious freedom, your religious beliefs are uniquely your own. It doesn't matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you worship in, whether they believe it or not. What you believe is what matters, but they'll prey on the vulnerability of the people that don't know this and don't know how to stand up because they've been wussified and been frightened into obedience by the state.
Yeah, it's a constant game of intimidation and posturing and then taking one or two people as examples and punishing them to let the rest of the masses know that if you don't listen to our message, our propaganda, then this is what lies in wait for you. And that's when they go after parents that have children that they didn't want to undergo chemotherapy for their cancer or, you know, vaccinations. Right now, I think one of the stories that you've got there is I think the state of Illinois is now targeting Illinois that's starting
yes, Illinois.
Children that yeah so you know parents that decide that they don't want to have their children vaccinated, they're going to go after them and treat them as if they've committed some type of a crime. And you know, this is a freedom issue. Illinois' vaccine law targets parents who seek medical choice. So, you know, it's again one of those things with informed consent. Informed consent is fine as long as you give the informed consent regarding the treatments that we, the medical mafia, allow for you to get. But if it's anything else outside of that constraint, now it's no longer informed consent. How can giving somebody more information be a violation of informed consent? I don't understand that.
Well, it's informing you of something that's inconvenient to them and their agenda. Again, we come back. Right. The criminality of the medical establishment at this point is legendary. I mean, occasionally we'll be on the air, and I'm trying to be nice to people in modern medicine, and you're like, Robert, you're being way too nice to them. They shouldn't be doing this, period, in a report. This is the difference between right and wrong. Now, granted that some of them are totally ignorant of it, but they also say ignorance of the law ultimately is no excuse. If you harm somebody and you didn't intend to, maybe there's not malice and intent involved, but my gosh, the thing happened. And so all of these people are claiming that they believe vaccines are manna from heaven, right? We call it the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and they believe they're doing right. What happens when that children is harmed into the autism spectrum or even killed? Are they absolved? Of course, the king, the emperor, the federal government has absolved the manufacturers of those vaccines from any liability, and thus anybody who has administered it also absolved from any liability. So now you're talking about beyond this lifetime when they have to meet their maker, and they said, but God, I thought I was doing right by injecting, and God says, you injected mercury, formaldehyde, aborted fetal cells, antibiotics, aluminum, and you're telling me you were a doctor in that lifetime. You're pleading ignorance on this issue. I don't think that's going to fly at the pearly gates.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't even fathom what the argument is. You know, the one thing that really is so preposterous is though that these people that are allowing this to happen, like the office of the world, what I don't understand is, do they seriously think that their own progeny sometime in the future won't get caught up in the same net that they're casting? If assuming that their agenda is fulfilled, which I don't think will happen, because I think, again, that's, you know, the end of mankind, and I'm not a pessimist, I'm an optimist, and I believe that there's such a movement afoot, and we're part of that movement, and there are many other people on many corners of the world that are part of this movement of becoming aware and becoming more sustainable. But you know, like, doesn't Offit understand by him saying about these vaccines that either his grandkids or somebody else is going to get affected by it, or it's going to cause a detriment? You know, it's energetically, I guess, if there's such a thing as karma, which I believe there is,
yes,
these people are seriously, seriously digging a massively deep hole for themselves.
A huge karmic debt. Now, the thing is, they use that, what you intimated, like we talk about this, it's like, we would never do that to another human being. It's disgusting to us. It's revolting to us to harm a child. Yet they have to convince themselves that they're not, or they're so sociopathic that it doesn't bother them at all. And, of course, there are a lot of people, unfortunately, on planet Earth that abuse children regularly and readily without remorse. And this has been going on for thousands of years. And this is the deep, dark, seedy underbelly of governments, of a lot of organized religions, of organized media, the establishment that runs a lot of what happens on planet Earth are involved in horrific things that are unspeakable. People don't want to hear it. And I know I don't even like to think about or even talk about it. But because they realize the vast majority do not think like them, they take advantage of that because you would never do that. I would never do that. So they get away with it because you think, well, who would ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. That's a very good point. It reminds me of Andy Andrews, an author who wrote a book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it's a very, very interesting read. And basically, he paints a picture in the book. And you, as you're reading it, you're thinking, well, this is happening now. This is happening now. This happened to start 5 years ago. This happened 7 years ago. This happened, you know, all this started 5, 7, 8, 10 years ago. And mm-hmm. it's coming to a head and it's happening. And at the end, you realize, as he's painting it, it actually goes back to what the Nazis did during World War II. And the whole buildup of that, it's a beautiful book. It's very simple, one day read.
Yeah, well, check it out, folks. And this is the kind of discussion that doesn't happen in broadcast media anywhere else like this. Dr. Rasha Buttar, drbuttar.com, robertscottbell.com, linked up. If you miss a show, medicalrewind.com, hundreds of hours to catch up on. And we've got some more good discussion on healing after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
If we had a sick, twisted irony theme of the day, Super Don, this would be the time to play it. Because in the Senate, Chucky Schumer, government tick, if there ever was one, a blood-sucking leech, if there ever was one, is pleading for help to combat tick-borne diseases, tick-related illnesses like Lyme disease. Here's a guy that, you know, would call us anti-vaxxers in a heartbeat and send the government to put us away because we don't believe in the government agenda of the pharmaceutical industrial complex to inject all innocent children with toxic poisons. Yet he's now saying we urgently need funding for Lyme disease and Powassan virus, because it's just exploding up in New York State and elsewhere. And I'm thinking, if the government gets seriously involved in this, they're going to kill the people because all they got are basically things like chemotherapy, antibiotics, for instance. It's like napalm everybody with a tick-borne illness. And Dr. Bittar, you've been addressing these things for many years without killing patients. But Chucky Schumer is all in on modern medicine and nothing else.
Yeah. Well, it's I think that he's not a hired gun. What do they call it when somebody's he's in the pockets of Big Pharma.
Sure.
And he's one of their, probably most of them, most of the elected officials in our great government are in some way, fashion, or form in the pocket of the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it finally hits them and their constituents, he's got to raise an alert. But we've been talking about this for many years, and we also have tools to address it without killing patients. I mean, I've had doctors that I've worked with that have been utilizing non-antibiotic therapies to address microbial burdens, as you've also acknowledged that a lot of these infections are opportunistic, that not everybody that gets a tick bite comes down with Lyme disease, even if it's so-called carrier for the Borrelia spirochete, because it's the law of the terrain that's completely ignored by modern medical dunderheads, including those that support them and fund them, like Chucky Schumer.
Yeah, and actually, Robert, you know, it's not that we're talking about specifically the medical part. We're talking more of the political part here, but I'm going to deviate a little bit and go to the medical part, you know, it's just last year, I think I probably had 6 tick bites last year alone. And, you know, probably average every year 4 to 6. And if there was anybody that should have ever gotten Lyme, it should have been me. And there's so many other people that I know similar type of, you know, exposure to ticks, this, that, the other. But they're in good health. They live a clean life. They exercise. They don't indulge in things that are going to ruin or damage the immune system, like, you know, the flu shots and vaccines and this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So the point being, again, the law of terrain that you just brought up, it's really the most fundamental, basic foundation that everybody should remember, that if you take care of the system is designed to heal itself. And when we say in our slogan, the power to heal is yours, it's actually, maybe we should change it. It's a little too long to change it now. I mean, it would be too long to really say exactly what I want to say, but the innate power within yourself is to heal. You know, I mean, of course, I think it sounds a lot better to say the power to heal is yours. But the point being that that innate power is there. It's existing in every single person. It has been existent in everybody, and it will continue to be existent in everybody. The problem is it's ours to lose, meaning that it's up to us to do stupid things in our life, in our lifestyle, and then lose that power, the self-regulatory mechanism in place within every, not only just human beings, but in all beings. It's up to us to lose it. You know that that old saying in a boxing championship or a karate tournament where the coach tells the student, he says, yours to lose, meaning it's yours, but if you don't focus in, you're going to lose it. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We already have it. It's just ours to lose. How do we lose it? Smoking, drinking, taking in things into our systems as food that has no resemblance to food, or genetic modification of the foods we eat, or the homogenization, the pasteurization, or the, you know, irradiation, or whatever else. All the things that we're drinking, the things that we're inhaling, some of these things we can't even control. Some of these things we think we're doing the right thing. So the law of the terrain is the most important thing. Exercise, nutrition, supplementation, water, you know, clean air, good spirit, doing the right thing karmically, you know mm-hmm. inside you what's right and wrong. Sticking with that foundation so that we can live a clean life. And then you're not going to be susceptible to these problems.
Beautifully said. By the way, we had a comment from Dennis, who's been listening to the show for 6 years now. And one of the things he said is in gratitude, he says, also my wife and I have an 18-month-old unvaccinated daughter. Thanks to the information that they've learned from this show. Dr. Bitar, appreciate you so much. Advanced Medicine rocks. Tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.